News Radio WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk. I want to thank Senator Gary Forby for joining us this morning. Morning, Gary. How are you?
Good, Tom. It gets down to 80. I have to put a long sleeve shirt on.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Might actually open the window. I'm waiting for my first air conditioner power bill to come in, so I'm cringing, you know. But, you know, the bills, that's what we're all waiting for, the bill, and whether it's going to be a budget bill or whatever the case. But it seems, after the governor's comments yesterday in Springfield, that a stopgap measure seems to have the most promise right now.
Yeah, Tom, I think it is. I think what we'll see, there'll be three or four bills tomorrow, maybe five bills that will come out of maybe the Senate and the House. I think one of them will be just for IDOT. I'm not sure one won't be for K-12 bill. And I think there'll probably be another bill that we throw in for human service, correctional workers, SIU, and community college. And there'll probably be a big appropriation bill. Tom, what we're doing is throwing stuff out there so the governor look at. If you don't like it, you don't have to accept it. I mean, we put an appropriation bill. If you don't want to spend the money, you don't. We just want him to put something in writing and tell him it. Show us something what he really wants.
All right, the governor saying yesterday, yeah, great, stopgap measure, but I'm not going to bail out Chicago schools.
And I don't blame him for not saying that, but when he does that, Tom, our schools down here get suffered. We got to put some money in our schools so they can open. You know, our superintendents can't even do a budget now. They don't know if they need a high school teacher or a lay school teacher off or not have PE, don't have music. And you talk about a six-month budget, you're putting everybody in a limbo. That's the only thing I don't like about the stopgap budget, but I'm going to vote for it.
All right. And that limbo thing is, you know, limbo is probably about November. I mean, that's kind of the scale of time that we're looking at with the money, according to people in Springfield. But supposedly, according to the Associated Press, there'll be a Senate bill introduced today for $750 million for schools at K-12, that bill that you talked about. And AP goes on to say that of the $750, $286 million for Chicago schools.
Right. And what that bill will do, Tom, it'll be all in there. And all the governor has to do is line item anything he wants out of that bill. And the money part, the appropriation bill, if he wants to spend a third of it, if he wants to spend none of it, he don't have to do it. But, you know, we just need something. We usually do this in negotiation in the back room. We throw numbers out, they throw numbers out, we go back and forth, and we can't get none of that done this year. So only way we know how to do it is just throw some numbers out there and see if he'll take some out or he'll cut some out or what. Well, how we negotiate this stuff.
You referenced just a couple of moments ago that, you know, your expectations for what bill's coming down the pipe tomorrow in the Senate. And one of those is road construction. I can tell you that's probably the one that's really getting a lot of focus right now because the immediacy of it. You know, school starts in August, but the road construction season, it waits for no man. And weather, of course, a prime example, and the cost of shutting down, the cost of restarting. I mean, IDOT sending out letters saying don't start any destructive work. But road construction, I-57, the Route 13 expansion, just two examples.
Tom, I just don't see any way. You know, I worked on construction all my life. I don't see any way coming in this month that all construction work shut down. It would be chaos. You'd have riots. You'd have everything and imagine. So I am convinced they will do an IDOT bill this week to get that done. And most of the money is like Marion Airport down there. It's federal money. It's all federal money. It's just sitting there. It's not even state money, so they're holding that money up. That's for no reason at all.
Yeah, I think that's $15 million project, $6 million still yet left to go, I believe. Because you talked about that, the FBI fingerprinting thing. They want $3 million, but we've got $19 million in the account from people who have paid for those services, but we don't have the appropriation. I mean, there's a number of these items that seem, in my mind, from the outside looking in, Gary, since I don't know the details and I don't know how all the sausage is made, seems like low-hanging fruit for accomplishment.
It is, Tom. I mean, I got a friend in Cesar, Illinois, who's done a construction job, done it 5 months ago, $600,000. It's federal money. It's sitting there. This guy's done it. It's done. They signed off on everything. And, you know, they said, well, we can't give it to you until we do a budget. Well, it don't even have nothing to do with a budget. Right. I don't know why we don't do stuff like that, especially.
Yeah, especially to ensure that we don't lose money that we've already given the federal government that's supposed to come back to us, and we don't go out there and get it. I mean, especially when you consider the last time I saw, Gary, that Illinois is the fifth highest contributor to federal coffers in Washington, D.C. We should be getting every single dime back. We're a donator state.
You know, my comment, people talk about tax money. I want to bring every dime I can back to Southern Illinois. Because these are people that pay the taxes. I want to bring that money back home to them. You know, as far as I'm concerned, that is the people, that tax money, federal money, that is the people back home. You know, that money needs to come back down here, and it needs to get in circulation.
Yeah, you know, it's like that money. Let's see, what was it? Has it been 2 weeks now? I don't think it has. We had $550 million in bonds for road construction. We made the deal. We're paying the interest at a higher rate than other states to get the deal, and then don't spend the money. I mean, if that's why you're doing it and you're paying for it, why aren't you spending it? Because we're not making interest with it. We're paying on interest for it.
Well, this year, like I told you once before, Tom, this state takes in $32 billion that we do our budget with. There's a lot of that. I don't know how much is left, but there's a lot of that $32 billion is up there at the state and is not being spent that could be spent on something.
You know, and that's got to be, you know, you see SIU President Randy Dunn, who's literally on the program saying, you know, we're going to have to make severe cuts. I mean, and still the prospect, even with some money, that still, I mean, they literally are calling this in broadcast and published reports the doomsday list for SIU.
Tom, I think, you know, if I was running a business like that, I think I'd have to make more cuts than what exactly has to be, because you don't know what's going to happen in January. You don't know if there's going to be any more money or going to be less money or something. So how do you do your budget for a year? How does SIU do a budget for a year? They don't have a clue what's going to happen after January.
What are people saying to you when you get out, Gary? When you move around among your district, what are people saying to you, Senator?
Go back to Springfield and do your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said, well, I go to Springfield once a week. I'm on the governor's working group. We go back up there. Every day trying to get something done. But this year, Tom, is the craziest year I've ever seen. For 100 years, we've always been able to do a budget. We've always been able to negotiate. Even Jim Edgar said it's wrong what's going on. Guys need to get off of it. We need to do a budget. And, you know, nobody says what the governor wants to do. I mean, if he wants to do a collective bargaining, he wants to do workman comp, he wants to do it. There's not a problem that he wants to do that. But the bottom line is our senior citizens and our kids need to keep living. I mean, we don't need to make them suffer.
Yeah, I mean, you look at all the things that are going on. I was just talking to, Franklin County Sheriff Don Jones yesterday about the jail being overcrowded. I mean, you know, that they're above their limit. They're using cots to get by. I mean, you look at social services. They're saying they're going away. Health programs that are going away. Talking about 200 people being laid off at SIU. I mean, we've come to the point now where people are, I think they're becoming angry. I don't think that's an overstatement, Gary.
Well, I've been signing on to budgets and stuff that's out of whack. But my deal is, let's do something. Let's get it out there and let's negotiate. We can't get nothing. You know, I like I tell you before, I want some figures. Show me some figures. Show me some cuts. You know, the governor says he wants to cut people. He has not shown me one place where he wants to cut yet. I don't know if he wants to cut education. I don't know if he wants to cut. But in our back room, he says he wants to spend another $500 million on education.
Right.
But out in the open, he don't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want K-12, but I want to spend another $500 million. Well, Governor, let's get it out there and work on it if that's what you want. And that's part of that appropriation money we're spending. We're not for sure if the governor wants to spend another $200 million on K-12 or $500 million. So we're just throwing a figure out there. Governor, show us, take a figure out of it and show us what you want.
But here's the thing, time and time again, literally every time I turn around, somebody says, I don't want to bail the governor's administration in particular. I don't want a bailout for Chicago schools. This is too much money for Chicago schools. Is that really the single stopping point in the stopgap measure? But because with the governor's statements, it's very easy to say this is the stumbling point to getting the stopgap measure approved on Wednesday.
Well, I think it is, Tom. You know, I think we need to take care of all of our kids, make sure they get the right education, no matter where they're at. And what scares me, Tom, if this happens, you know where they'll come next, don't you? You know how many small schools I got in my district?
Right.
What do you think going to happen next year? Every small school in my district will be out. Well, they will not get a budget next year. And how do you let everybody take bankruptcy? I mean, how do you do that?
I don't know, but more and more people are talking to me about that. Says, do you think that the legislators are angling to make Illinois so bad that the federal government has to bail us out? I mean, people, perfectly reasonable people, are now speculating on that subject, Senator.
And is that the way it happens? If we do that, will the federal government bail us out? I mean, how much trouble are they in?
Yeah. Well, not too much to be able to consider giving $2 billion to Puerto Rico. I'm literally seeing the story from the Treasury Secretary, hoping the U.S. Senate takes action to address Puerto Rico's debt crisis. They've got a $2 billion in debt. And my first thought is, only $2 billion?
I think we got to take care of number one first.
Yeah, number one first, Senator Gary Forby. Hey, so tomorrow, the Senate and the House in session, looks like it's going to be kind of a furious period of time because of, one, the Thursday deadline, and second, the 4th of July holiday, to get something done. And this and it's come. The deadline has come for something to be done. We've gone an entire year without a budget as of Thursday night at midnight.
Yeah, that's for sure, Tom. I mean, 2016 is over. Now we need a budget for 2017. That's why we should be talking about 2017 budget, getting it done.
Yeah, 836. Hey, Gary, thanks for your time today, and good luck tomorrow.
No problem, Tom. See you later.